Hi there, Dr. Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center. And you know what? We've got a great half hour ahead of you. We're starting this week and about to end the school year for many of you on the topic of school choices. You know, when our kids were younger, the choices were pretty limited. You know, you could go to public school like I did when I was a child, and there were some Christian schools, and that was about it, maybe a private school. But now we have online charter schools, we have charter schools, and lots of available ways of educating their children. But at the end of the day, the choice is yours, parent. As you make a choice, you think about how this school year ended and some of the good things and some of the challenges that you've had. We got a great half hour ahead. And I invited my friend Dr. Kevin Lehman to join me recently. After many years of ministry and teaching and writing, he's gotten involved in the charter school movement himself. He'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. We're here to just help you think about the choices that you need to make. So come and join us here at the Intentional Living Center.
And I'm just calling to let you know how we have been intentional with our own children, and our children started new schools this year, so we put little notes in their lunchbox and just to tell them that we're thinking of them and to have a good day and God bless.
So at the end of the day, when I close my eyes and I say my prayers with my kids, I'm also focusing more on what we're thankful for in each other. And ever since we've been focused on thankfulness, we've seen a lot more love in our family life.
The intentional thing that I've done is I've prayed to have a love for my stepdaughter as a mother would for their kid.
Randy Carlson here at the Intentional Living Center today, talking about school choice. How do you make a choice for public school, for private Christian, or how do you decide if you're going to homeschool or perhaps go to a charter school as you think about wrapping up this school year and getting ready for next year? And I invited Dr. Kevin Lehman to stop by and visit with me. He's an expert in education, good friend, been a part of the ministry for many, many years. Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Thanks for stopping by. I thought you could add some expertise to this topic. You got parents wrapping up the school year, thinking about next year. Should I stay where I am, move to maybe start homeschooling, and so on? What's been your experience in terms of parents making decisions about how they educate their kids?
Well, we think a lot about making changes. I would say to any parent, let's think back. Okay, the school year is winding down all around our country. What was the school year like for you? What kind of grades did your kid pull? Is he happy in the situation? Is she happy in the situation you have her in? The best predictor of what next year is going to be like, if it's on the decline, it's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. So if there is a possibility of finding a better educational program for your son or your daughter, now's the time to make that decision.
Now, when we were kids, Kevin, you know, it was a public school down the corner. You went to the corner school and homeschooling way back. You know, there wasn't homeschooling. There may have been a Christian school in the community, but generally you didn't have many choices until there's more choices. But when you think about parents making a decision, they say maybe their kids had a bad year. How do they decipher if it's their child or the situation that they're in or the school? How do you make those decisions?
Well, it's a complicated thing, quite frankly. You know, we have a mutual friend in Gary Chapman. Mm-hmm. He wrote The Five Love Languages. Well, what's your kid's love language all about? How does he see life? What's his birth order? What has he expressed or she expressed that she wants to do in life? All these things ought to be factors. Well, and the reason why the kid hasn't had a good year could be the teacher or teachers, it could be the environment, it could be the social environment, the bullying,
which is a big deal today.
The insensitive nature of people today.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I go to change points. I think there's change points in people's lives where you say, you know what, this isn't working, we're going to look for something different. And people just need to know there are alternatives. You talked about when we were kids, we had assemblies and we put our hand over our heart and we did the Pledge of Allegiance and the principal led us in prayer. And then we sang Faith of Our Fathers.
That's right.
Okay?
I can remember that.
Hello, has the world changed a little bit? It sure has. And so as a parent, you want to get the best education for your kid. And no one particular cookie cutter is best for all kids because kids are so different.
And the homeschool movement has been huge. And
huge.
A lot of Christian families have chosen to, you know, say, I'm going to educate my children at home. I know that's not for every parent. So you have single moms and dads sometimes, or parents that just don't feel equipped to do that. But that's been an opportunity, as well as Christian school, which can be very, very expensive. And I know I run into a lot of Christian families that say, I wish I could do that, but we can't afford it. And yet, I think parents today, especially Christian parents, are concerned about what they're seeing in the school and wanting to educate their kids and wanting some reinforcement for what they're teaching in the home. Young parents today really have a challenge in trying to make decisions how they're going to educate their kids.
They do, but if you're value-driven, and I think that's why a lot of people choose to homeschool, my only problem with that is a lot of people homeschool just to keep their kids away from those kids in the public school.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you homeschool, as a Christian, it ought to be because you really want to instill the teachings of Christ in conjunction with the subject matter your kid's going to learn. And mm-hmm. you want to be actively involved in the kid's education. But there are other choices. There are a lot of charter schools that have values attached to them where you'll find more respect. There's technical schools you can send kids to. There's sports-dominated schools you can send your kid to. So it gets back to, do you know your own son? Do you know your own daughter? And it gets complicated because you may be in a situation where now you've got two kids in two different schools.
Yeah, and that's happening.
Yeah, so that's a tough one for parents. But you have to get behind the eyes of your kid, and you have to really understand who that kid is and put him or her in the best possible situation where they can succeed. Now, what I see today, a lot of parents have 4.5-year-olds. They're trying to get into kindergarten because she is so bright. She is off the chart bright. She can count to 10 backwards. I mean, you hear that kind of stuff.
That's right.
You know, don't hurry your kid along through education, especially boys. Little boys grow up slower than little girls. So most schools have deadlines for birth dates and stuff, and in general, you should honor those. They're usually best for your kid, quite frankly.
Dr. Kevin Lehman's here today. We're talking about school choices, and wrapping up this school year with your children, thinking about, praying about, trying to make decisions for next year, homeschooling or public school or private Christian or charter schools. I asked Dr. Lehman to stop by, and come on back in a minute here, Kevin. I would like to have you talk about a decision you and your family made to step into the world of education more deeply and personally, and explain to us, because it's a charter school program, how they work and what is that about, and we'll come back and talk about that in just a minute.
Will do.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can be an intentional parent. With God as my judge, I would still be in Latin 1 if it wasn't for a kid named Carl Maz. It was final examination time, and I whispered to Carl, lower your left shoulder. Lower your left shoulder. And so there I was, taking copious notes on his answers. Carl was smarter than I was. Well, parents, what do you do when you catch your kids cheating? Well, you get the note or the call from the teacher. You know, I think straight talk helps in these situations. Just simply saying, honey, I'm very disappointed in what happened. And yet, I know that I'm able to forgive you for this. And I got better news for you than that. God's able to forgive you for this as well. And then talk just a little bit about why a kid saw the need to cheat. In my case, it was just mere survival. To tell you the truth, I wouldn't have got out of high school without cheating. I was a guy that was poorly prepared, a non-reader. God changed my life just before my 22nd birthday, so I was a late bloomer all the way down the line. But talk to your kids about the fact, you know, honey, I don't love you for what you do. I love you for who you are. It's more important to be honest and play by the book. What book is that, Mom? What book is that? It's called the Holy Bible. It's a great guide for everyday living.
Well, that's Dr. Kevin Lehman, and one of those intentional minutes for parents. And, boy, we appreciate you sharing those good thoughts with us, Kevin. It's always something to smile at.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Randy Carlson here, along with Dr. Kevin Lehman today. We've been talking about decisions for educating your children. How do you make a decision as you think about this upcoming school year? If you're going to homeschool or be in the public school or private or private Christian school or perhaps a charter school. And Kevin, you called me a number of months back, a year or so, and you said, you know, I'm getting into the education field. I want to teach. I want to make sure we're, you know, educating kids and things you've taught for many, many years. And you said you were stepping into charter school. And I thought, well, we're talking about this today. What have you into? Well, what in the world is a charter school? I wonder if the average person listening even knows what a charter school is and how they operate.
Well, most people probably don't. I sure didn't. I got an education, a crash course in charter schools. But essentially, the state you live in will pay a certain amount of money to educate each child in the charter school. And the kicker is that charter schools can do it cheaper than your normal public school for a lot of different reasons.
So the coming from the government or from the state, they allocate so many dollars to educate children.
Per student.
And it's cheaper in a charter school than a public school.
It is, for a lot of different reasons. And I'm not even clear on all those reasons. There's a number of reasons that that's true, but it's true across the board.
So the state supports this in terms
of... Oh, yeah, they encourage it.
It's financially a positive thing.
Absolutely. And what's nice about a charter school is you start fresh. With a charter, you can go out, you can select faculty, okay? There's different kinds of charter schools, and many of them, I've run into sport ones, science ones, where science is the predominant thing. Sports is huge in some of them. There's classical charter schools where kids study the Renaissance, the medieval times, the historic timeline. And interesting, in that historic timeline, in the public school, you can talk about Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. which is a surprise to many people because that's part of the timeline, okay? So many of the classical schools are big on art, music, and all those kinds of things. So, for example, a sixth grade class might be studying Germany. They're reading Diary of Anne Frank, and they're studying composers who were born in Germany, or artists who were German. So it all comes together, and it circulates. It starts in kindergarten, first, second, third, then goes again. You sort of get a double dosage of it as you go along. So in the classical schools, you'll see kids taking Spanish in kindergarten and Latin in the third grade, logic in the sixth grade. The emphasis is to create a critical thinker. So the classical schools are based upon trivium, and the trivium is the grammar stage, the logic stage, and the rhetoric stage. The rhetoric stage, kids are beginning to ask, now, wait a minute, you taught me all this stuff, but why? Why is it this way? Why is this important? And so it's driven from the child out. One of my favorite examples of classical education, that's the one that I'm most familiar with, is a teacher might bring in a farmscape and say to the kids, what do you think? And the kids look at it. Their kids are looking at a farmscape. Well, why do you suppose that painter decided to paint a farmscape? Maybe he grew up on a farm. Good. What do you find on a farm? Pigs, chickens, sometimes horses, usually a cat or a dog. One little kid puts his hand up. My grampy's got a farm in Kansas, and they grow corn and wheat. So how much knowledge do the kids have? So in classical education, it's drawn out from the children. And in many, many schools that are of classical variety, the kids don't have textbooks per se. Again, we live in a very high-tech environment. Here in Tucson, Arizona, where you and I reside, we have high schools, Randy, that have no textbooks. Hmm. Everything's on computer.
So with the charter school then, as I understand it, Kevin, you can have, it could be a classical, it might be a different...
Could be technical scientific.
Whatever. Now, were these permitted not only because of the economic, but also does it create a little competition for education? Is that part of the process of trying to elevate the education? The results, the outcome, you know, the outcome for kids. Is there some study in terms of the outcome?
I think they must have read the birth order book because somebody figured out that all kids don't learn the same. And all kids are very different. And so the advantage of a charter, again, I go back to some of the basics. Whoever started that charter in your community, handpick those teachers. They're starting at square one. You say, well, is that always a good thing? Well, maybe not if you have a kid that's got all kinds of learning challenges. If that were my son or daughter, I think I'd send them to the public school rather than the private Christian, rather than the private, because that public school down the street probably has been around a long time, and they probably have a well-developed staff of special ed. Mm-hmm. So, again, it goes back to you can't say that this charter is better than everybody else because it's not for every kid. Yeah. And you have to get behind the kid's eyes and figure out who your kid is. But, again, when we started off, I made the statement, the best predictor of what's going to happen next year is what happened this year.
Yeah.
So if you're unhappy, parent, this is a change point. There's an opportunity to maybe give your kid a fresh break.
Dr. Kevin Lehman, Kevin, thank you for stopping by. Talking about school choice today, and it's a big decision, parents. You're going to homeschool or public, or you're going to look at private or private Christian, or the charter school. We wanted to get a perspective on some of the choices as you think about it and pray about it. And as you look to where you're headed, how did you make a choice? If you have a story to share or a comment you'd like to share, give us a call, 888-888-1717, or go online to theintentionallife.com.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Don't go away. Kevin will be back with Randy. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
This is Steve Tanner with Intentional News about the variety of options parents have for educating their children. It used to be that you pretty much had two choices for your kids' school: public school or private school. Today, the options vary widely. Homeschooling continues to grow every year. A variety of private schools are available, and charter schools are growing all around the country. Another type of education that's gaining momentum is the online school. One of these is Primavera Online High School. It's based in Phoenix, but serves students across Arizona. The National Education Policy Center says around 260,000 students are enrolled in online schools nationwide, and the trend is going up. Parents and students like the options of full-time or part-time enrollment with a variety of accredited courses to help a student succeed at her own pace. Many online schools, like Primavera, can be used concurrent with brick-and-mortar school enrollment to help a student catch up or move ahead. Parents, with so many available options to help you train up your child, the online school may be worth considering. Find out more on today's highlights page at theintentionallife.com. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for helping us see that there's many school choices, not only charter schools that we've talked about and online charter schools, but also the public school homeschooling movement, as you mentioned, is big. And then the Christian school. I think of our family. We have three children grown now, raising their own kids. Two of our three children graduated from the local Christian school. And we have one of our children, our daughter, who chose in 11th grade. She wanted to go to the public school. And she made that choice, and God honored that. And she did a great job. And it was a wonderful experience for her. So these choices matter. And I've invited Kevin Lehman, as you've heard. He's here today with me. And the reason I invited Kevin is because he's really into this area of education. He and his team have opened a charter school this last year and have more coming. We'll talk about that in a moment. But Kevin, I want you just to address before you do that about discipline, about accountability. How do we help our children? How do educators who are listening deal with accountability and discipline? But in the home, maybe your child is struggling. Just a really practical thing, I guess, Kevin, I'm asking is, how can a parent be very intentional when it comes to helping educate their kids and hold them accountable?
Well, I think a simple paradigm will help. If you just remember that, you know, B doesn't start till A gets completed, that'll help you as a parent navigate a lot of these waters. In other words, there's certain things in life that all of us do. Mom and dad go to work. kids go to school. We all have responsibilities. But what do you do when the responsibility isn't done? And now the kid wants to be driven to the mall. He wants to go to his friend's house. He wants to shoot some baskets at his buddy's house. You give that kid what I call vitamin N. I mean, on these very microphones, Randy, for over 10 years, we talked about holding kids accountable. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that in our school, what I love to do is have the teacher. Now, again, we meet the kid at the curb, and we take the kid to the curb. They're picked up and literally put in the car. But for the kid who's dogged it all day, hasn't been a good listener, didn't do their work appropriately, the teacher is instructed by our staff to say to the parent, Michael has something to tell you today about his inappropriate behavior and his lack of listening. Now, for heaven's sake, if your kid is not named Michael, don't use Michael. Use your own kid's name, okay? But the point is, we're putting what I call the tennis ball life where it belongs. So now the door gets closed, and little Michael's in the back seat, and he's got some explaining to do. And so what we try to do is bring a team of people, and we want to partner. And I would say to anybody looking for a school, look for somebody who wants to partner with you. We have charter schools here right in the Southwest, very popular schools, by the way, that don't allow you as a parent to be on campus. I mean, you're forbidden. We want to partner with people. And I make the point that, hey, parent, you're the best teacher to your child that your child will ever have. So your education of your child ought to be an extension of what you try to teach your kids.
How about homework? When parents are fighting or feel like they're battling with their kids about getting homework done, or there's too much and they think the school may be sending too much that's age appropriate.
I think there is too much homework in schools. All I can tell you is that we don't have tests on Mondays. We don't have tests after vacation because we think that that's time for the student or the scholar to be with their family. So, again, the common sense things. And I always get asked this, is it best for kids to do homework as soon as they get home from school, or do they wait a while or whatever? You know what? It's apples and oranges because some kids want to get it done. That's their personality. Other kids need to go and vent and play, and then they do it after dinner. But again, you have a quiet place. It's well lit. Do you do the homework? No, you don't. Do you get suckered into it? Kids are very good at working you on that. No, you don't. Can you look it over? Of course you can look it over. But if you see something that's wrong, you say, you know what, you better look at problem three. I'm not sure what's wrong with it, but it doesn't look right to me. You better do a little bit more work on that. So you keep, again, the tennis ball on the side of the net where the kid now gets a chance to serve it back.
And that's that. By the way, that's a good principle not only for your kids, that's a good principle in life.
In life.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very, very important.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about school choice today, and I know it's a big decision. If you have a child, you know, and they're in that, if everything's going smoothly for you, it's great. But when it doesn't, it gets to be complicated and difficult. And as Christian parents, I know you want to make a good choice, and we're here to kind of help you think about that today. And also, how to raise your kids to be responsible. Of course, that's a big part of what we do at Intentional Living, helping raise a responsible adult. We'd certainly love to have your take on this. If you have a story to share or a comment you'd like to share, give us a call, 888-888-1717, or go online to theintentionallife.com. Well, Kevin, before I let you go here, we're talking about school choices, and I know that you have been involved and are involved in charter school called the Lehman Academy of Excellence, and you have some information meetings coming up right here in Arizona in this area. What are the times and dates so people can who want to find out more about charter schools can check it out?
Let's start in the Phoenix area. Mesa, Arizona on Power Road, 3761 South Power Road. That's the old Hillcrest Academy. On May 19th and June 7th, we will be there. I'll be there myself on the 19th with a team of our people to answer questions. Again, that's 3761 South Power Road, May 19th and June 7th. And then in Sierra Vista, Arizona, which is right down near Fort Huachuca, an hour and a half south of southeast of Tucson, we're at 1100 Wilcox Road, and we'll be there in Sierra Vista on May 17th and May 31st. There's other dates that follow that, but those are the dates, Randy, where people will be able to come in the next few weeks and mm-hmm. find out about Lehman Academy of Excellence. They can always go online.
So the information is there for them?
Yes.
That's probably the easiest. What's that address?
LehmanAcademy.com. They go on there. They can get all the information. They can register their kids. And again, we expect the registration to be very brisk. We just found out about the opportunity for Mesa about 3 weeks ago. So we're hitting the ground running. But it's been encouraging to see the number of people that say, wait a minute, you've got what kind of a charter school? A classical charter school where authority, expectations are positive, and we accept no excuses from you, the parent, or your son or daughter with an expectation that you're here to learn, and yet it's a fun school. So that's a pretty good combination.
I think it's an opportunity. If you want to learn more about how a charter school operates, check it out. You can, again, information at the LehmanAcademy.com. Well, Kevin, appreciate you stopping by. It's been really, really helpful today, and you've added some knowledge to us about how charter schools work. And, of course, parents are making decisions about all forms of education, but we want them to know that they're responsible ultimately to make a decision to honor God. And I appreciate you coming and helping us think it through today.
If you're one of those parents who are pulling your hair out at 10:30 at night and you wonder why you had kids to begin with, hire a tutor, a young lady for your young man and a young man for a young woman. It's worth it.
Wow.
And you stay out of the hassles and the fighting.
Thanks for being here today.
You're welcome.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. My name is Jessica, and you helped me pray my husband to God through your advice.
Hello, Dr. Andy. My name's Andy, and I thank you for the poster that you sent my way. It was lovely. It was wonderful. I can't wait to get it framed and hang it up on my wall.
Thanks for teaching me to live an intentional life.
Oh, you're very welcome, and we're just thrilled to be here and be a part of your life on programs like this, a very practical day of just thinking and praying about school choices coming up later in this week. We're going to talk to rookie parents getting started as a parent. We're going to talk about the Intentional One Thing Challenge, what's yours, some great topics coming up here in the days ahead, and I hope you'll pray for what God has for you and then follow it and be intentional in the process. Remember this, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. Ultimately, the school choice is yours, parent. You have to make the choice. And then as you do, to really be involved. Whatever choice you make, make sure you're involved. You're still the parent. And I want to thank all of you who stood with us in your ongoing financial support for Intentional Living. It's because of that support that we can do this every day. Come and join us at theintentionallife.com. I'm Randy Carlson. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.